Yeah, I know you're sick of Steeler receiver talk. So am I in some ways between Brandon Ayuk and Devontae Adams, but the fact remains that they could use another high-level option. Regardless of how you feel about Cooper Kupp, do we agree on that? That beyond George Pickens, you could get by when you're playing really good teams. But man, to have another high-level option would mean a world of difference for Pickens, for Russell Wilson, for everybody. I certainly believe that. I would think we could agree on that at 412-928-9370. And I think Cooper Kupp is a pretty good option. There are negatives here. There are. He's 31. He's had injuries. Multiple injuries. He has one right now, high ankle sprain, but he's expected to play tomorrow night. Let's all get a good look at what he's doing tomorrow. Last year, he was still coming back from an injury from the year before. And he missed, what, the first four games and also the last maybe eight games from the previous year. But he did come back, and not only did he come back last year, in his first two games, he had 15 catches for like 270 yards. He had two other 100-yard games last year. Before he got hurt in 22, he was going crazy. 13 for 128 against Buffalo, 11 for 108 against Atlanta, 14 for 122 against San Fran, 7 for 125 against Dallas, 8 for 127 against Tampa. I mean, he was going nuts. And that's why it's so instructive to me that when he came back last year, in his first two games, he goes up against Philly, 8 for 118, Arizona, 7 for 148. For the amount of time that he was on the field last year, he had a really good season. Then he comes back this year, and in his first game against Detroit, he has 21 targets, 14 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. The next week, he's on pace for another good game. He's got like four catches for 40 yards in the first half, and then he has the high ankle sprain. You know, I will definitely acknowledge he's been injury prone. But I feel like I'm more interested in what he does when he's on the field. And he hasn't tailed off in that respect. You know, September 8th wasn't that long ago. 14 catches for 110. The number of targets is a joke with this guy. And I would think a veteran quarterback like Matt Stafford doesn't just throw to a guy randomly. That means he's open a lot. This would be a monumental upgrade for the Steelers with the risk involved. However, the risk is mitigated by the fact that Cooper Kupp isn't owed a ton of money after this season. Plus, the Rams will pick up part of the salary the rest of the way. From what I read in a couple different places, and there was some conflicting information, he's owed money next year. But I read it was a minimum of $5 million. Or a maximum of $5 million, and then nothing. He's owed nothing guaranteed in 26. So if this whole thing blows up and he simply can't play because he's injured all the time, then you have options here. To me, that's really significant, is not to be on a major financial hook the next 2 years. That's huge. Steelers, as we speak, the odds-on favorite, by the way, for Cooper Kupp. And here's the other thing about him, is that he's a very different receiver than George Pickens. Like, the Chiefs went out and got DeAndre Hopkins. To me, that's adding a similar type of guy. Cooper Kupp gets, I think, unfairly by some, pigeonholed as a slot guy. That's what he does. Here's what I would encourage you to do when you get home today, or when you get a break, wherever you are. Google Kupp Lions routes. Kupp Lions routes. And you will see on YouTube a breakdown of every route he ran or every route he ran against the Lions in week one. First one, he's lined up on the outside. It's a little screen pass to Cooper Kupp. He can do that. He can run. Don't care how many injuries. Second one, he's lined up on the outside. Quick out. Easy money. Easy money for Russell Wilson. These guys were made for each other. 30s in the slot. Goes 7 yards down the field. And yeah, I'm taking you through all 21 targets. Wide open. He gets open as much as anybody in the league. Quick slant from the slot. Wide open. You don't think that's made for Russell Wilson? Here he's lined up on the outside. There he is in motion. He goes back outside and catches a ball on the boundary. He'll do anything you want. He beats man. He beats zone. The question is health. There's another quick out from the outside. Here he is on the outside by the boundary. A stop and a go. That's what he did. You don't think he can play the outside? He wanted to play the outside. A couple of years ago, he was talking about that with the Rams. There he is wide open at the hash mark again. Here he is in a bunch formation to the right. Yeah, I'm going to take you through all 21. There he goes in motion. Boom. Easy money. I could have thrown that ball to Cooper Kupp. The for whatever your opinion might be on him, the notion that he wouldn't help this team and help Wilson and help Pickens by unlocking the middle of the field is crazy. There he is with another little quick, you know, something you'd see to Connor Hayward. He does that too. And run after the catch. It's all there with this guy. There he is in motion again. Out of a bunch formation, he runs a go route. Yeah, he can do that too. I seem to remember a big one he ran in Tampa in the playoffs. And I know he's had injuries, but I'm telling you, he can still run. The tape is right here. There he is in motion again. 7 yards, turns around in a zone because he's a veteran, because he knows what he's doing. And Russell Wilson, again, would just eat with this guy. Just eat with him. I mean, he might be the best safeguard receiver in the league, too. He's open all the time. There he is in motion again. Yeah, Limits, I'm going through all 21 of these just to prove that he's not just a slot guy, that he's an anything you want him to be guy. And if he was just a slot guy, what's wrong with that? Arthur Smith doesn't use slot people. He doesn't use inside receivers. Maybe in certain situations not, but whatever you want to say about Arthur Smith and how this will turn out for him this season, he's a smart man. If you're an offensive coordinator and can't find a way to utilize, there's a touchdown. He went in motion, then he came out of the slot and was wide open because he always is. You can't use Cooper Kupp. You're an idiot. Okay? And Arthur Smith is not an idiot. There's 18 different ways to use this guy. So please don't tell me that he wouldn't fit in Arthur Smith's offense. He fits in any offense that's ever been created in football history. That's just dumb. Now, I get it. You don't want to sacrifice a second round pick. I don't know that it's going to take that, but it might. And if it does, would you do it? That's what I want to talk about here. 412-928-9370. If it took a second, a third, would you do it? Chris Hoke said no. He doesn't think so. He also said he thinks a lot of teams would take the Steelers' receiving core. I don't agree with that. Do you, Limits?
No chance. Other than like two or three teams in the NFL, would I think that they'd want? Because it's George Pickens and then everything else. Maybe there's upside with Roman Wilson. Maybe there's upside with Calvin Austin. I mean, come on now.
So if it took a second round pick, I want to go back to the Jim Rutherford rule, the Rutherford rule when he was running the Penguins. Give him this much. Well, first of all, he won 2 Stanley Cups. He struck out a lot, I get it, but he always came to the plate and took his swings. He got the people he wanted. And I even look at like a Derek Brassard deal. Yeah, it didn't turn out. I understand. I think we often overlook the miss part when we want our guy to take a big home run swing. There's going to be misses. He found a way to make that deal happen. He probably overpaid. Well, guess what? If you want your guy, you have to outbid other teams, and that might mean overpaying. That just makes sense. Why'd you give up so much to get that guy? Answer: to get that guy. That's why I overpaid for him, to get him. Otherwise, somebody else gets him. That's how you win the deal. And here's my final point on that. Going back to very low financial risk here with Cooper Kupp, gigantic upside, like an offense unlocker for what might already be, you know, Russell Wilson may have unlocked something in this offense by actually being able to pass the ball, but this guy would just further that against better teams with healthy secondaries. The last point is that the Steelers also have young talent around here. That factors into my overall point because it allows you, when you hit on as many picks as they apparently have in the last couple of years, that allows you to say, you know what, we don't desperately need this second round pick or third round pick to infuse us with under 25 talent because we've got a bunch of it, because we've been right so often the last 2 years. It allows you to use that as trade bait because you're not impacting yourself as much as you would if you were bereft of young talent. You're less guilty about it. It's less impactful on you because you have so many good young players anyway. You don't have to cling to that second or third round pick at all costs to the point where you're saying, my God, if we lose that, what are we going to do? You've got a bunch of guys around here who provide a young core. Zach Frazier, Keanu Benton, Joey Porter Jr., maybe Mason McCormick possibly, Peyton Wilson, George Pickens still only 23, maybe Broderick Jones, he's got to right the ship here. Troy Fatanu, there's a bunch of guys, Mount Washington, Nick Herbig. So yeah, you don't want to say goodbye to a second round pick, but they're in position to take that risk. And I think their situation on the other end, with a lot of their best players being old and not having won a playoff game in 7 years, where the situation demands a big risk. Both those things are true to me. I would chase this guy aggressively, depending on the health. And lucky for all of us, we get to watch Cooper Kupp tomorrow night. High ankle sprains can be tricky, I know. So let's take a look and go from there. 412-928-9370. Chris Hoke does not agree with that. Do we have a clip from our friend the Hokeinator? The Hokeinian Mongoose?
I just think Cooper Kupp, he's a little older. Is he really going to improve our passing game that much? And I don't know if he really will. I still think we have some guys, either Freiermuth can get more involved in the game. And we have, you know, Van Jefferson. You saw some balls that were thrown to Calvin Austin that, you know, weeks coming up, you'll see him more involved. Balls that were thrown in the dirt, balls early that could have gone in for some good yardage. And so with Cooper Kupp coming in here, I mean, there's only so many football. Sometimes when you trade for another guy, an older guy who's been injured, I mean, look at Ayuk. You have young guys that, you know, stunt their development. And I just think that, to me, I would rather just stay pat. And it's not always better to trade for someone when you got a lot of talent in that room that just has not been tapped. But I don't think the cupboard's bare. Talk about cupboard bare. There's a lot of teams that would love to have the wide receiving core that the Steelers have.
That last part I flat out disagree with, but I have immense respect for Hokie's opinion. And I also heard another former Steeler talking today, making that same point about there's only so many footballs to go around. To which I say, yeah, but three or four a game to a guy like that could be the difference between winning and losing. And also, like, you know, I see the San Francisco 49ers seem to at least make it to the NFC Championship every year, and they got stars all over the place. They've got McCaffrey at running back. They've had Ayuk and Samuel and Kittle and Jennings. You know, there's guys all over the place. If you're a good offense, you should be able to spread it around. But more to the point, it's not even about cumulative numbers. It's about having to account for a guy like Cooper Kupp on every snap, or you're just going to play pitch and catch, which Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp have done, and not just in the Super Bowl year. Not just in the Super Bowl year. I told you even last season, once Kupp came back in October, targets 12, 9, 7, 10, 8, 10, 8, 12. The guy's wide open all the time because he's great. 21 targets, the first two games this season, that was a game and a half because he got hurt before halftime of the second game. 27 targets, 18 catches for 147 yards and a touchdown. So we're not talking about late stage Hines Ward here. This guy still runs, gets open, and makes plays. I couldn't be more for this. You, Limits, the floor is yours.
Yeah, Joe, I would exactly, basically what you're saying, trade for Cooper Kupp for the main reasons that you have to get over the hump. Win a playoff game already. And Cooper Kupp is not a rental. You can't keep him around for a couple more years. Look, the health is an issue. But if it is a third-round pick that is maybe a conditional pick, because that's what we keep seeing in all these trades, is a conditional move, to be able to get a third, maybe a second, as the only return that you send over to the Rams, who clearly, they're the ones that want to trade Cooper Kupp. Like, this is another team trading, like others are doing with Myles Garrett, trying to pry him from the Browns. This is pretty transparent that the Rams are the ones that want to make this move and trade off of Kupp. So the Steelers should be the aggressive ones in making this happen, because I do think that they're just one significant playmaker on offense away from winning a playoff game. And if you win one, I know it's not like the NHL playoffs where you can go on just a huge run as a low seed, but they've done it before as the last seed in the playoffs.
412-928-9370. Let's go to the lines.
Let's start with Dan in Imperial.
What's up?
Hello, Joe.
You sound like you're in a hockey rink. Are you okay?
No, you know what? I'm a truck driver, and so it might be a little bit louder. So I hope is that okay?
All good. You sound great.
Okay, perfect. Well, I just want to say that I think it's an absolute no-brainer, even for a second pick, because I feel like this team is one veteran wide receiver away from an AFC championship appearance. And then, obviously, after that, if they win that, they go to the Super Bowl. I think that wide receiver room can use a veteran wide receiver. It's like you said, they were their young team. So
listen,
you get Cooper Kupp in there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
If you get Cooper Kupp in there, I just think that wide receiver core instantly upgrades.
You're preaching to the choir here. I've said that far too many times, but it seems like all of us, and I realize when there's a big name out there, everybody wants to go get him, right? It's a popular thing, but I think I've listed, and you just listed, really sensible reasons. The Steelers, even with Russell Wilson playing well, when you look ahead to the playoffs, are going to be at a disadvantage at the most important position if they played Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, maybe even Joe Burrow, if the Bengals get there, definitely Joe Burrow. So a way to mitigate that is to increase his weaponry. That just makes sense, too. Like, if you, right now, you go into a game against any of the aforementioned teams, you're going to be at a disadvantage at the receiver position, too. Suddenly, you add this guy, and he's healthy. Let's hope he's healthy. Then you have an advantage, I think. Possibly over Buffalo, Houston, Kansas City, Baltimore in the receiver game. Certainly, it's a standoff. I don't know, man. I have a chance to add a really good player with minimal financial risk beyond this season. It has to be very enticing. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. And they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Take another call, O Wonder Twin.
All right, one more. Let's go to Jim on Grant Street.
What's up, Jim?
Not much. Hey, look, I'm with you on this. And I mean, no disrespect to Hokie, but he's playing checkers and we live in a chess world. This guy makes us better in the film room. He makes us more dangerous on the field. I'm concerned about injuries too, but, you know, Roman Wilson's a young guy, and he hasn't gotten a helmet yet because of injury. So that's going to be out there no matter what. If Russell Wilson's our quarterback, then we get another weapon, and it makes Pickens more dangerous on the field. It makes, forget about, you know, how many catches you're going to have a game. You get, what, 12 turns with the ball maybe in a game? We scored on 7 out of 11 last time. If this team scores 8 out of 12 possessions, even if they're field goals, they're going to win more than they lose. They start getting a couple touchdowns on top of that, they're legit. I say you do it.
He's that good when he's, you know, semi-healthy. He's just that good and that much of a difference maker. I mean, he gets open all the time. Thanks for the call. All right, Limits. Let's wrap it up next. Take another call or two, perhaps, on Cooper Kupp. I know everybody's sick of receiver talk and probably false hope and things like that, but 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. I had a very astute man named Chet Master getting back to Ray Fittipaldo and Tomlin and the attitude versus latitude question. He thinks it was Tomlin referring to his own attitude of his first response. Remember, Tomlin said, "I happen to be on that competition committee, mister." Remember that? So he thinks Tomlin was good-naturedly referring to himself when he said to Ray, basically, "Hey, did you sense some attitude there in my answer?" So I really want to put this to bed. Let's listen to this exchange one more time and then forever hold our peace.
30 seconds. 1 second. Here it is.
In regards to Minka's block, why has the competition committee been resistant to maybe opening that up to replay review?
I don't know that the committee has, and as a member of the committee, I can confirm that we haven't been resisted. I don't know where you get that bit of information from.
Well, I mean, replay review overall. I know a couple years ago you had the pass interference that could be reviewed. That was a one-year experiment, but it just seems like overall.
So you just took a little attitude in terms of that question?
I think that's it. I think it's Tomlin good-naturedly referring to himself. I think this guy's a genius, this Chet Master, Mark Petroski. Thoughts?
I think we're overreacting to the entire thing.
So do I.
But yeah, that's a possibility.
Fan weather brought to you by Sunshine. It's just a mystery. Everybody likes to solve a mystery.
Like we're Scooby-Doo out here.
Yeah. It's those meddling kids again.
What's the mystery machine?
What?
The mystery machine? You know about the mystery machine?
No, I don't.
That was their ride?
Was
it's Scooby-Doo,
it?
The mystery machine?
See, I go back to old school Scooby-Doo, the original cartoon. You're probably a Scooby-Doo movie guy.
They had the mystery machine back then.
Do you like roasting marshmallows, Limits?
On an open fire? Yes, I do. And Jack Frost nipping at my nose.
Do you really like roasting marshmallows?
Yeah, I do.
When's the last time you did it?
Probably a year ago at a campfire. Oh, no, actually, that's wrong. I roasted marshmallows when I went to Geneva with my friends.
Do you roast marshmallows at your house? Do you have that capability? Do you have a fire pit in the backyard or anything?
Yes, we have a fire pit on our deck, and we also, because we have a lot of land, sometimes we have a fire pit that we use in our backyard too, yeah.
That sounded like a humble brag thrown in there. We have a lot of land. Why don't you have a marshmallow roasting party for us?
Just to roast marshmallows, nothing else?
I mean, that that would be part
of
it.
What about like a nice Christmas event? We have our Christmas decorations in the Bechtold house.
Yeah.
Are extravagant.
Are they?
I would put our decorations up with not everyone, because there are some houses that go all out and they have like a million decorations in their yard. But I think we have a very good setup of decorations.
I'd love to see that. And I would love to roast marshmallows. I like to watch the marshmallow light on fire and then have it like, you know, blackened the same way I would like to eat hot dogs, burnt basically.
Burnt marshmallows.
Yeah. You? It's something satisfying about watching the marshmallow light on fire.
You have to make sure, though, that the marshmallow is cooked on the inside of the marshmallow so that it isn't that it's burnt on the outside and then the inside
Good point.
Of the marshmallow isn't
yeah, there's
it's
an
not
art
like a
to
solid
it.
Core to it.
I'll acknowledge that. There's an art to it, but you also have to make sure that the marshmallow isn't boiling on the inside.
Correct.
Because then you have a burn situation.
It'll be a gooey marshmallow.
With. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 75 today. You're a wonderful man. What do we have for tomorrow?
We have a lot of great things tomorrow, Joe. We are trying to talk to a Giants reporter.
Then we don't have that. We're still trying.
That we do
trying.
Not have yet. We will have Jeff Hathorn. And we will also have more treats and good news galore.
And we're gonna get ready for the Pitt game.
Yes.
We got to talk about that.
Pitt,
we're
Syracuse.
Talking about the first 7-0 start since 82.
Yes.
Not only did Mulsey have hair then, he wasn't even born. And that doesn't even make sense. Good night, Limits.
Good night.